this time of year is a pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit somewhere near water.
If you're just joining us, we're joined by General Manager Ted Cook of Central Arizona Project Canal, the CAP system that delivers water. You said how many trillion gallons of water?
Half a trillion gallons of water per year.
So 500 billion gallons of water delivered. And amazingly enough, that's only, what, about 35% of the water use in Arizona?
That's approximately correct, yeah.
There's obviously a lot of moving parts and a lot of people involved. Once you water is pumped out of the canal, you know, you've got a lot of additional entities that are responsible for the next step of delivering to consumer or to ag or to business.
That's right. You mentioned earlier that you turn the tap on and the water always comes out. CAP plays a prominent role in getting that Colorado River water into central and southern Arizona, but there's lots of other utilities, the municipal utilities, the agricultural irrigation districts that take the water from us, and certainly in the case of municipal deliveries to homes and businesses, it gets treated by the cities and then delivered to the end customer. Lots of cooperation and handoffs that have to be made along the way to get that water from the river to someone's tap.
And this is all supply side. If you're on the city grid system in your city sewer, there's a whole drainage side to this water that we're not going to get into. It's way too early and we're too close to breakfast to talk about that side. But there's a wayside of water that's just as fascinating as the supply side. And we've got a lot of great municipalities that work together in doing that. I talked about the court cases and the Mark Wilmer, who's the pump station named after, was one of the key attorneys and all of that. And one thing I think they missed, and I don't think they could have ever foreseen this, but if we could have gotten in that contract that every time we get a transplant from California to Arizona, they bring like their acre foot of water per year allotment over to us.
Yeah, that would be nice. But as you mentioned earlier, too, is that all of the 100 years of contracting and negotiating and laws and lawsuits and so on and so forth, it's very, very complicated, requires, again, lots of cooperation to make everything work properly. That's a dream that people would move here and bring water with them. But they come here because they're confident that there is water here for them. And so far, we've been able to meet that dream for people to come to Arizona and participate in this lifestyle and have a way for the economy to grow.
And so what's next? We've got this incredible infrastructure. We didn't even talk about a lot of the engineering features that entail channeling water in a canal over 3,000 feet of elevation and managing surface water that could infiltrate it. And we've got the system. We're managing it. What's next?
Well, we have to be, when we're managing water in an arid environment like we are, and I say we in the big sense, not just CAP, but everybody else that's involved in this in Arizona and in the other Colorado River states, we've got this precious supply that we have to manage. It has to last us a long time. There's a lot of variability in the supply that falls out of the sky every year. This is why we have the reservoirs and the canal systems. And we've done a lot of work over the last few years to make some changes, save some water in Lake Mead, use less than we've been using in order to keep that supply sustainable. But that job is never done. So even though we've had a lot of success in the last several years, the current operating rules that we have in place are going to expire and need to be replaced by the end of 2026. It seems like a long ways away, but it's not. So we'll be starting on developing that next set of, we call them guidelines, among the seven states that use the river and all of the folks that consume Colorado River water.
Just to put some ideas out there that I have heard in open forums, the Mark Wilmer pumping site used to pull its energy from the Navajo coal power plant that was decommissioned. So we've got a new power source for the Mark Wilmer plant, but lining the whole canal with solar panels. the ideas and the concepts that are out there are so big that they're hard to even fathom.
Well, some of those things could be a reality, I suppose. Even in the case of covering the CAP canal with solar panels, that's not feasible right now because it's cost prohibitive. And then how do you get the electricity from where it's generated along 336 miles to where the load is, requires transmission lines. So it's just very expensive. But some of those other things, such as transporting water from one basin to another, lots of expense to do that, lots of permitting issues, lots of environmental issues. Every drop of water belongs to somebody, but we like to keep an open mind. Nearer at hand, though, is a couple of things. One is using, you mentioned earlier, the wastewater stream, using more of our wastewater stream to reclaim that, and to use that as an augmentation to our supply. And then, of course, desalination, both local desalination of brackish groundwater supplies and also ocean desal. It's very expensive now, but it's cheaper than some of those other ideas that that have been mentioned.
Oh, water and the future of a growing world population. Ted Cook, General Manager of CAP, thanks for your time this Saturday morning. If somebody wanted to learn more about Central Arizona Project Canal, your website?
It is www.cap-az.com.
And the weekly report y'all send out, anybody can sign up for it. I read it religiously. It's a fascinating topic, and I love the articles y'all put in there.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to be on a show and talk to the folks.